website is the mousetrap. Your content is the cheese. Welcome to Content Matters with Barry Feldman and Andy Crestadina.
They say two heads are better than one. They don't say three heads are better than two or four are better than three, but collaboration, working together, team, accomplishing things as a team is a monstrously powerful approach to content marketing. We're going to call that collaborative content, or collaborating to create content, which addresses producing enough content and producing quality content. What Andy just said to me are like the two biggest challenges in content marketing. So here we go, an episode about collaborating for your content.
I love this one. This is the one. This is, I think, the big one. This is the difference, the big difference between the real pros and people who are kind of struggling on the side. It just is so powerful because it hits all the notes. This is the tactic that makes your content better. It's quality. It goes bigger. It's more authoritative. It's more trustworthy content. It's faster, easier, more efficient to create. It's easier to promote because it gets more traffic. We're talking about including others, and those allies in creating the content become allies in promoting the content, right? When you put other people in your content, you're putting ego bait into your content. Your content's more likely to be shared by your contributors. So it's a content benefit. It's a traffic benefit. Plus, you're making friends. You're connecting with people. You're building relationships. You're having fun. I mean, what else? What other single tactic in content marketing improves quality, improves traffic, and improves friendship and fun? I think this is it, Barry. I don't know of another thing that comes close. Collaborative content marketing is probably one of the most powerful things that we can all add to our strategies.
Yeah, I'm with you. And we've talked about how, you know, it's kind of a lonely sport, you know, banging away at your keyboard day and night. And so you burn out, you know. And so, you know, that's worthy of mention too. It's fun to create content together. You know, that's what Content Matters podcast is, right? It's more fun to do this podcast because it's me and you.
That's right. And you just got me thinking, you know, sport, it shouldn't be a solo sport. You know, this isn't, you know, diving or swimming. This is a team effort. You're going to get a lot farther, a lot faster if you play it with a team. So all the brands that you see that are doing well, they've got teams. All the solopreneurs that are doing well, they're not doing it alone. You know, the people who are the best in the business really are working together. They're delegating, they're outsourcing, but they're just simply collaborating with other content creators, which is really what we're talking about here, right, Barry? Just how to collaborate with other like-minded content creators.
Yeah, and that benefit that you mentioned and flew by, I mean, there's a lot of benefits, but one of them was you used the term ego bait, and I guess it's a little hard to avoid the term, but it doesn't sound as good as it actually is. You know, it sounds sort of diabolical, but you know, what we mean by that is when somebody's involved in your content, or if a lot of people are involved in your content, even better, they're going to promote it. It's as simple as that. You know, you and I are both interviewed for roundups and ebooks and, you know, podcasts and so forth. And why would we not promote it?
Instantly, immediately, right? As soon as that thing goes live, if I'm in it, if I contributed, if I sent a quote or I'm part of the roundup, why wouldn't I? I want to. I'm invested in it. People who say, hey, will you share this thing? Okay, maybe. It's a weird thing for me for you to just ask me to share this thing that you did. But if we worked on it together, and you send me an email saying, hey, Andy, it's live. Can you share this thing we made together? Absolutely. Why wouldn't I? Definitely. So yeah, ego bait's one of those terms, and the unfortunate terms that kind of makes you want to, you know, take a shower. It's gross. Like, this just doesn't sound like that. But the point is, an ally in creation is an ally in promotion.
Yeah, you said that nicely. That's a tweetable. All right. So let's assume, given that we have a fairly short time that we deliver our podcast, that we've convinced our listeners that you should collaborate in the creation of content. And in some cases, we're talking to people that already do. Let's talk about how, you know, we did why. So I'll go first. I think the simplest way to do it, it's not the exciting way where you instantly make friends and network and, you know, but you probably do win the benefits of ego bait, and you certainly make your content more plentiful and more valuable and more attractive, is simply curating content. And so curating content you know, for a beginner, perhaps they don't feel confident enough to contact the authors and speakers that lead in their niche. Start quoting people, right? They're published mm-hmm. people. They say stuff. They write stuff. They have books. They have podcasts. They have blogs. You know, snag what they said and curate it, meaning, you know, republish it with fair attribution, and then tell them about it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Content is king. That's a quote from Bill Gates. I'm putting that in my content. My content got better.
I never heard that one before.
Yeah, yeah. That's like the easy go-to classic. That's not going to increase my traffic because Bill Gates is not likely to say, ooh, he mentioned me. And it doesn't make me friends with Bill Gates. So what most of us do would be the other example more commonly done in our industry, which is the contributor quote. So I'm writing an article on the topic of collaborative content. And wow, who else do I know that could make this a better article? Who's an influencer? Who's trusted? Who's the go-to person for insights in this topic? Ah, I'm going to ask Barry for something here. Psst, hey, Barry, quick email. Hey, Barry, would you mind sending me a few sentences that answer this question by Tuesday afternoon? If so, I'd love to include you in this article that I'm writing. Barry writes back with a short quote. I put that quote in the article. Now, the way that we do this on the Orbit site is kind of fancy and I think way more fun because we put the face, the name, the company, the link, really build it up, right? Fill your content with faces, put people in there, right? It makes it more personal, more human. It's a better tip of the hat to the contributor, and it just makes the thing more scannable, more visually appealing. So that contributor quote, if I had the time, I would make it an editorial guideline to include one in every article I write. But generally speaking, most things that I write do include quotes from expert contributors, friends, influencers, people I know and respect. And it's good for quality.
The satellites of the Orbit media sphere are friends who can contribute to Orbit Post. Now, I'm going to blow the lid off of that, Andy, because I guess you've probably done posts that don't have that. But the truth is, because our audience should know that I'm a contributor to the Orbit Media blog, that inside of the template that is the guideline for making a post for Orbit is a reminder to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's right. I have and we're happy to share it. In fact, you can find the Orbit template for creating content by searching for website content template, and you'll find an article with a link to the Google Doc, and it's in there. It's a recommendation to include contributors in your content.
All right. Well, while we're doing shameless promotions, I'm going to talk about my book that I never have talked about in this show before because you can't get it yet. But you can go to the website called theroadtorecognition.com. The Road to Recognition book is due out in February. Mm-hmm. Andy's a contributor, and he's one of 26 contributors. Talk mm-hmm. about collaborative content, right? So mm-hmm. I've built an ego bait army, or I should say Seth Price and I, who are collaborating on this book, have asked for a quote, much like Andy's mentioned in a blog post, for every chapter in our book. So, you know, this applies to more than just blogs. Mm-hmm. All right, what else? Expert roundups definitely belongs on the list. I think most of the research you would do on BuzzSumo or some sort of tool that would indicate how a leading content marketer catapults a piece to the top of the pack are going to be roundups. And roundups just kill. I mean, some people, that's all they do. They just specialize in them. But roundups means asking multiple people the same question. That's not mm-hmm. the only way to do it, but that's the popular way to do it. You could vary your questions, but an expert roundup says, hey, I got this question. I'm gonna round up 10 people that would be considered experts. You got yourself not only an easy piece to make, you know, the most of the making goes into emailing or phone calls, mm-hmm. you got yourself an awesome piece, and that's called an expert roundup.
Really popular tactic for a good reason. It's I think they can be overdone, and I'm watching this trend. Like, people are doing like these mega roundups, like 1,000 people in them, and I'm not a fan of that. I think if you're doing a roundup, you can add value by organizing answers or by adding your own insights to the answers or by carefully curating people who maybe disagree or making it interesting somehow. Anyway.
The people that are doing those roundups with like 1,000, that's your fault, by the way, because your research indicates that longer posts are better. So they go, well, if 2,000 words are better, how about 20,000 words?
Is that why they want to get, I think they're trying to add more ego bait. I think these people just want to, their theory is to get more traffic by just having literally 100, right?
Yeah, yeah. I was in one this week and there was a lot of people, but I was first, you know, so I'm going to promote it. If I'm 79th, I don't know.
Well, here's a tip for anyone who contributes to roundups. Write the best answer of anybody who's contributing, right? You're like anything else, right? You're trying to stand out in a crowd and you want to, it's all in context. So if you do contribute, and I'm writing a post about how to repurpose some of the roundup contributions you may be writing, but add an image, add bullet points, add value, make it the most detailed, most powerful, compelling, useful, insightful answer in that roundup. And they'll do what they did for Barry, which is put you at the top. So that's my tip for people responding to or contributors. On to the next one. Here's our fourth approach. We went from just curation to contributor quotes to the expert roundup. Our fourth out of five, actually, we're going through a mini list here, is the opposite of a roundup. It's the expert interview. It's when you've got the ear of the pro and you know that they're a deep well on the topic. You want to go deeper on that and turn it into an interview. Now, there's a lot of forms of interviews. I'm going to recommend the email interview because you do have that chance to put in more formatting, make it scannable, add images, add bullet lists. It's less likely to be dense, blocky paragraphs. Kind of works well. And an email interview is kind of fun to create too, because you send the person a question, they send you an answer. Then you can send a follow-up question. Here's my tip for email interviews. Don't send the person 10 questions. Send them a couple of questions, and then you can ask questions based on their answers and follow-ups. That's the fourth type we're recommending today, fourth type of collaborative content that makes your quality better, makes your traffic better, increases the fun quotient. Consider doing an expert interview of the absolute pro, the true influencer, the person who your audience will just be happy to get deeper insights from.
Yeah, and then we could add finally the guest post. The guest post where you as a blogger are blogging on somebody else's website or blog, you're asking for permission to speak to their audience. You can, you know, that's collaboration in that you're working together to create content, but you could also apply all the tips we've talked about so far into your guest post. I think like a great way to deliver great content to somebody's blog other than your own is to build in backlinks to their other content, right? And like you're mm-hmm. showing that you actually know their content and you know you're continuing the story in one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, those five examples there, and we probably could go on forever, but we don't have time.
Yeah, we got just a minute left to do maybe one or two. I'm going to throw out an example of interesting creative collaborative content, and maybe you can throw one in as well. I went to an event. And I'm a big fan of offline marketing and events and in-person networking, so this won't sound weird. And some of you who may know me have seen this before. I went to an event, and to get more value from that event, I had a plan to create content while I was there. And instead of just doing a short video of 10 different speakers answering a question, I started with Ian Clary, actually. And I said, "Hey, Ian, I got a question for you. Will you answer it?" And Ian answered the question on video. I literally was holding my laptop in front of him. And then I asked him to ask another question once he finished his answer. And then I went to another speaker who answered Ian's question and added their own. And then I went to another speaker who answered that question, and it went on and on. It was like ask it forward. It was hilarious. I got like 36 people. It was really interesting. It totally went off the rails. There was so much personality involved. And how much work did that take me? Not that much, right? The quality was high. The networking was great. The traffic was really strong, and it was super fun.
And that was an amazing idea, and the results were really cool. I mean, they talk about ego bait. They wanted to share it because it was just plain old fun, you know, and in some mm-hmm. cases funny. And then you did, what was it, your like yearbook or scrapbook? You went to a content marketing world and told people to write in your book. I saw that turned into a slide share. It was hilarious.
Yeah, that was another weird one. I just took a spiral notebook to content marketing world, like 2014 or something, and just walked up to like 160 people over the event and said, "Will you sign my yearbook?" And people just wrote their names and wrote goofy messages and, you know, "Hey, Andy, it was great, you know, hanging out in Professor Handley's class. You have a great summer." Yeah. It was like a yearbook. And then I took a picture of them, and then later, a very big effort actually, combined it all into a giant like PDF file or slideshare by matching the names and the faces from my phone with their little signature next to it. That was the
Yeah. With a little Andy's hand-drawn CMI logo on the cover of his orange spiral notebook. I have countless examples. The ones that jump to mind. Yesterday I put out an email about, it was like a digest email. These were my top 10 posts last year. And the top one post, or the number one post, was me asking 26 copywriters and content writers for tips about writing. And it's, just really strong post that was promoted by 26 people and may never die. It just keeps going on and on. And then I write a fair share of big content or deep content or whatever you want to call it. Turkey content, some people call it, repurposable content, often in the form of ebooks for clients. And I've just finished two. One was published a few weeks ago by Alexa, which is a series of interviews of experts. Andy's one of them. We talked about marketing analytics, and I hit Andy up for advice about conversion. Mm-hmm. And she gave us a behind the scenes look, so to speak, as he explained about analytics that you would apply to your conversion. So that was a roundup ebook. And there's mm-hmm. one coming soon on Kapost, which is a client of mine, featuring five rock stars of B2B enterprise content marketing. So yeah, the examples are endless. Anybody who hasn't tried this tactic, it's probably time to start.
Collaborative content. I'll throw one more out there. A guy named Drew Nicer, his name, handed me a book at an event, The CMO's Periodic Table. It's interviews with a whole bunch of CMOs. Each one's like a different page. And what Drew did was combine them into a book called The Renegade's Guide to Marketing, The CMO's Periodic Table. 64 different people all gave quotes. It's outstanding. Pick it up. You can't put it down. It's a great read, and all it is collaborative content.
Right on. I haven't seen that. That's cool. All right, so let's do some mousetraps and cheese. Go.
It's time. Okay. To kick us off with your cheese tip.
Cheese. Okay. How would you apply this for your content? I think we've talked about a lot of that. One thing that I wanted to mention, so this is going to be a double tip real quick. One was that thing that I did that I talked about was my top post last year with 26 content writers and copywriters. That had an image that helped a little. I put an image in that post that helped a little. And then I replaced it with an image that featured 26 of their faces. That's a tip. Show their faces. People stop and look at it. They go, who do I know in this thing? But the other thing I wanted to talk about, when you're doing collaborative content, think about people that actually like to collaborate. There are those that will leave a trail of evidence that they are Twitter happy and pinners and podcasters and so forth. So you're looking to collaborate with people that are going to, I guess if it's ego bait, take the bait, right? You want mm-hmm. people that have an active voice and think that's cool. Like I ask Jay Baer for commentary all the time because I know he loves it. I know he's going to say yes. I know he's going to say something intelligent. And then in the end, I know he's going to share it. He's mm-hmm. a super mm-hmm. popular marketer.
Yeah, that's the idea. There are those of us that are more collaborative than others. I mean, there's some people just don't respond. They're not into the tactic. So you're trying to find, as Ann Handley would say, like build your tribe, mm-hmm. like-minded people, people who want to share their audiences and share their insights. My tip, okay, so that was a cheese tip, which improves traffic. I've got a mousetrap tip, which improves conversions. And this is the same thing, but not for content marketing content. This is the same thing, but not for blog posts. This is how to use the same exact approach to improve your marketing pages, your service pages, your product pages, the pages that are really selling your service and really growing revenue and top line demand for your business. And it's quite simply, the testimonial. What is a testimonial? It's a contributor quote. It is a member of your audience who is adding their voice in the exact way that I mentioned, right? This should sound so familiar now. Now it really all makes sense. No, you're not going to get a traffic benefit from it, right? You're going to get a conversion benefit from it, but it's the same thing. You're just reaching out to one of your fans. You probably have 10 super fans, and any of them would love to do this for you. You'll get the email back within a day. Hey, could you, send me a short, happy sentence about how we helped you with X? They send it right back. Put it on your page. Use the face. Very important, right? It's going to slow the reader down. It's going to make the testimonial more credible. And put it right there next to the person's face, name, probably their job title. And when you get that back, make sure that you copy edit it so that you've got the juicy stuff at the front if you can. If it makes sense, copy edit it so that there is a key phrase in it. Actually, you can increase traffic with the testimonial. If you got a key phrase focused testimonial, it can increase the rank of that service page. And just try to make it punchy, make it direct, make it short, put lots of white space around it. Testimonials are the super powerful social proof way to add credibility and trust and maximize the conversion rate from your service pages. And doing so is exactly the same philosophy as collaborative content.
Cool beans. All right. A couple of weeks from now, we're going to get back on track here at Content Matters and record bi-monthly. We are going to talk about, because we have to talk about before it's too late and Orbit Media does its next round of research. We're going to talk about the third round of blogger research brought to you by the folks at Orbit Media Studios, who studies annually how bloggers behave. What are their trends? You know, do they do it in their pajamas? Seriously, more importantly, how much time are people blogging? How often are they blogging? How are they promoting their blogging? How are they analyzing their blogs? All that stuff was collected. It's become a story that's picked up some momentum, and it's also become an infographic, and we're going to dig into it because we know you are a blogger. It's gonna take a little time.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. That was great. Thanks, partner.